Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
On October 31st, historians trace some aspects of Halloween to ancient Europe, where the Celts communed with the spirits of the dead during a holy day called Samhain.
Halloween meant that you put a little cutout jack-o'-lantern or a cutout black cat on your door. The suburbs means decorate your front lawn with the most graphic, bloody, horrifying displays of murder and gore that you can possibly conjure.
People are calling one Tennessee Halloween attraction a, quote, torture chamber under disguise.
According to its website, McAmey Manor promises an extreme experience that can last up to 10 hours, requires participants to be medically cleared by a doctor, and sign a 40-page waiver.
A warning for parents ahead of Halloween.
Yeah, police want to remind you to double-check your kids' Halloween candy before they actually eat it. In a recent drug bust in Pennsylvania, police say they found bags full of candy that was laced with THC.
If they're unlucky, as the fear-mongering goes, they could bite into a needle or razor blade-filled treat or even a cannabis-laced nerd's rope.
Very excited for costumes and, of course, the candy.
Yeah, but in one community, those kids can't be older than 12. Yeah, the city of Chesapeake, Virginia is threatening jail time for Halloween troublemakers over 12 years old.
There's got to be some kind of cutoff. Shouldn't there be for Halloween? 40? Trick-or-treating at 40?
Why are they sponsored?
Can I have free candy? I'm 40 years old. I want free candy.
Remember those last couple years, trick-or-treating, getting a little too old for it? Still out there going through the motions. But boy, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along with the Three Musketeers?
So you'd rather have them toilet paper your house?
Well, I didn't know that there was going to be felony a treat.
Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this, the orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that.
The transition from Samhain to Halloween reputedly began when Pope Boniface IV, in an attempt to Christianize the pagan Celts, designated November 1st All Saints Day and October 31st All Hallows Eve. Today, however, Halloween is a non-religious event. The goal is little more than costumes and candy. Since people often wear demonic or evil costumes, some religious denominations don't approve of this holiday.
Oh, I like that. The devil.
Or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up.
The FBI released documents on Friday detailing a probe into the Finders, a secretive group that was allegedly connected to the U.S. government. A suspected child sex cult.
Is this confusing?
Nobody knows why he takes who he takes or why he leaves who he leaves.
Do I have you hypnotized?
The ones who are behind are messed up forever.
Who's Slenderman?
He's the guy who makes all those kids disappear.
Slenderman can manifest in a variety of forms. Certain accounts speak of a hypnotic power that renders his victims helpless to stop themselves from... walking into waiting arms.
Is it working?
While his origins and motives are completely unknown, he preys upon innocent youth.
You should be feeling dizzy.
Accept his invitation.
Or capital H-I-M.
You should be feeling discomfort. The devil. Do you understand? Do you understand?